Hey, it's Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I'm going to try and crank out an awesome sound file with five rockin' tenors for you today. A few of these are from Sarge's collection, so let's start this out. Sarge's Con 10M from 1942, set up with black roux pads, oversized flat resonators. Then a Con 30M from 1941. It's a relacker, it's a great player with huge brass resonators. Number three will be 1948, Sarge's Busher 400 top hat and cane. With black roux pads. Yeah, black roux pads on a Busher. That's what I said. 1951, an SML Rev D. It's on old pads, but plastic resonators. Great player, too. Number five, last but not least, a Martin Magna from 1960. It's a relacker set up with a Worldwide Sax vintage standard rebuild. I'm going to try and play a bit more rock and roll style on a Woodwind Company metal mouthpiece. Refaced to a 105 at the tip. If it's currently for sale, it's the rose gold one. And it's a great player with a small chamber. So, saxophone number one, Con 10M. Alright, here's saxophone number two, the Con 30M. Now, it's only fair to mention that 30M with its resonators gave it a little extra advantage and kick there. Moving over to the Busher 400 top hat and cane, we're going to add some warmth. And a fair admission, that Busher 400, that double F sharp up there, altissimo, was definitely most clear on it out of all five in my pretest. But how often are you going to use that note anyway? All right, moving on here. We got the SML Rev D. Well, that SML is playing pretty good up there, too. And since I got a Martin at home, don't expose my biases of the many saxophones that I have laying around, I had to throw a Martin in this mix. So here's a Martin Magna from 1960. That was pretty fun. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Reed was 2.5, one of my Java 2.5 green label. And, well, if I was going to recap what I just heard here, I mean, you get that raw power with 10M, pretty standard. Kind of a little meatier 30M, even though they're very much the same horn. Got to hand it to those resonators on this one. The Busher 400 doesn't have the focus of cutting through in this rock and roll setting, but definitely a wider body and a warmer tone to it. The SML was pretty robust, a little edgy. That Altissimo came out clearer in the take here than I did in my pretest. And Martins still have some pretty good power, and you can probably hear the resonant low end that Martins are always known for on that low B flat, and I think that's C sharp too. All right, take care.